Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of times we'll go upstairs and sing until daylight, gospel songs. We grew up with it from the time I can remember, like 2 years old. It more or less puts your mind at ease. It does mine.
In Memphis, and that means it's Elvis Week here at the TCB Network, where we know how to TCB. I hope you're ready for a little Jesus today, folks. Elvis and gospel goes together like peanut butter and jelly. That's right, I said it. Elvis recorded 3 gospel albums, and he won Grammys for his work in gospel music. Elvis thought it was very important to include God into his life, even after he was famous. God was always and still is a major aspect in his life. Today we shall explore how important God is in Elvis's life. His gospel songs make you come closer to God. He has this gift of song, and I truly believe God made Elvis to bring folks together, and through his gospel, he does that. I've always said Elvis singing gospel makes you feel God. Today, we shall explore his spiritual growth through his music. Now let's get started to worship our almighty God through song, everybody. TCB. Now, the first song I'd like to play for you guys is a really good one. It is Amazing Grace. And I remember singing this in church every Sunday because Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, who saved a wretch like me. Amen.
Amazing Grace, oh how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. Was blind, oh, but now I see.
Today, if y'all are in Memphis right now, if you're traveling to Memphis, if y'all are already there, I would not mind listening to what you guys have to say. I would love to hear one of you call me in my studio. It's 917-889-7866. Even if you're not in Memphis, if you're just at home and enjoying the beautiful gospel music I'm playing today, just give a little call. And tell us how Elvis inspired your life through gospel, because he sure has inspired mine. Every Sunday, since I was 6 years old, Elvis Gospel was playing on the record player at my home, either because my mama or because of me. Every Sunday when we get home from church, when mama's making Sunday dinner, I would always have an Elvis Gospel record on, listening, worshiping, and feeling God do his presence with Elvis music. Elvis's gift came from God himself, and he knew that. He went throughout his whole life asking folks, "Why me, Lord? Why me?" Well, I think the Lord plucked him out of all these millions of people because he knew that Elvis could bring people together through gospel, through his music, through his songs. And I just want to play these for you today. Now, more than any other musical genre, gospel played a constant, important role in Elvis Presley's life. From his childhood to his final years on the road, gospel music brought Elvis his only Grammy Awards and also became his consolation in times of stress and depression. He fused the rhythms and harmonies and texts of sacred, inspirational songs with enormous skill and feeling. And during the dark tears of the 60s, when his recording career came close to collapsing in a sea of trivia, his spiritual awakeness released in him, and he became a beacon of hope. Elvis's love for gospel music began at an early age when he attended the First Assembly of God Church in East Tupelo, Mississippi. After the Presley family moved to Memphis in 1948, Elvis made occasional visits to the Black East Rigg Baptist Church in Memphis and also attended gospel quartets at Ellis Auditorium by renewed white groups like the Blackwood Brothers and the Statesmen. Though gospel remained closest to his heart, it was rock and roll which brought Elvis to stardom, but he never denied his roots. And as early as 1957, on his third appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, he performed one of my favorite songs and what will be played at my funeral when I die, Peace in the Valley, alongside his latest rock hits he did, neatly diffusing the accusations that he was a threat to all morals of American youth and values. When Elvis concluded his moving performance of Peace in the Valley, Ed Sullivan told the audience that he was a real decent, fine boy and added, "We'd never have a pleasanter experience on our show with a big name than we've had with you. You're thoroughly all right, kid." This performance is documented in the 1984 box set, A Golden Celebration. Now, let us listen to that song, Peace in the Valley.
will be peace in the body. Oh, me. Oh, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness,
no sorrow, oh, my Lord, and no trouble.
Trouble I see.
There will be peace.
Okay, that end wasn't definitely what I was looking for, but Peace in the Valley, guys, it's one of my favorites, and I hope you enjoyed that. Now, I'm going to read you something that you guys might actually find pretty interesting. This is called The Gospel Side of Elvis. Elvis Presley is known as the king of rock and roll, but it was gospel music that had the greatest influence on his life. Throughout his career, he kept returning to gospel, said his friend Charles Hughes, who writes the Southern music in history, singing gospel songs, recording gospel records, and incorporating his live show performance techniques that he would have gotten from church. Joe Masciaro, a member of the Imperials, a gospel group that traveled with Elvis, wrote a book called The Gospel Side of Elvis in 2007. Around that time, he spoke with CBN's Scott Ross about the singer's faith. Masciaro, who died in 2016, told Ross that he remembers how Elvis would gather other singers in his hotel room to sing gospel music until dawn. That's what he wanted to do. It was like there were two Elvises. There were two parts. There was an Elvis, the superstar, and he went out on stage in his jumpsuits, and then he came off stage. He was Elvis Presley from Tupelo, Mississippi, that was brought up in the church he wanted to sing gospel music. Elvis from 1969 to 1972, guys, and recorded two gospel albums with him, including his final Grammy-winning record, He Touched Me. The last time he saw Elvis, he gave him a Bible. I said, Elvis, I've got something for you. I know you're struggling, and I know you're having a hard time, but every answer you need is in this book. So all you have to do is read it. I'll tell you what. Elvis had a relationship with Jesus Christ and was saved. I also believe that. Elvis had his demons. I mean, it's really hard to imagine that a guy that was Elvis Presley could be without that, but from all these indications and just being around him in these intimate settings, I really feel that he was a Christian. I really do. And I felt that he was trying as hard as he could, and he was holding on as hard as he could. And I hope to see him one day, Marciano said, in heaven. The singer's Bible provides a deeper look into his faith, guys. I'm going to be reading you a few things that I have gotten from his personal Bible so you guys can feel what he felt when he read these verses. But until I do so, I'm going to play this song for you. He Touched Me. Because if you all have a personal relationship with God and believe Jesus Christ is your personal Savior and that it's God's only Son who died on the cross for your sins, He will touch you. He will save you. And you will feel mighty fine and better because of it. Amen.
For He touched me. Oh. floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me new. Oh, since I met this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity goes. Oh, He touched me. Oh, He touched me.
He touched me.
And oh, what joy that floods my soul.
Beautiful song, gives me goosebumps always listening to it. Now, you can tell how much Elvis loved God just by reading the written notes in his personal Bible. His personal Bible was given to him by his aunt and uncle on his first Christmas at Graceland in Memphis in 1957. Mm-hmm. They definitely lean to, most of the written words are just his songs to God in a way, like reflecting themes and trusting God. They definitely lean to, I will trust God. I can trust God. God is in control. Always in the margins, Elvis would write something very little to help remind him of the beautiful scripture he just read. And of course, if he was not a man of faith, that is not true. Of course he was a man of faith. He was a man seeking relationship with God, personally seeking a relationship with God. He was a man that was always searching. Why, Lord? Why me? And you can tell this by his, you know, written margins. For example, in Psalms 11:1, in Elvis's personal Bible, Psalms 11:1, Elvis wrote, "In the Lord I place my trust, and in the Lord I place my trust, and He will guide me." In Psalms, in Elvis's personal Bible, 43:3, it's underlined with a note at the top of the page reading, "Lord, send me light to guide me." See, if you could just look at some of his personal Bible writings in the margins and his personal notes and what he's handwritten and what he's underlined, you can tell Elvis loved God. And he was always seeking refuge in the words of God. So on that note, I'd like to play you a good song Elvis sang called, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how because He
Jesus is so wonderful. How I love Jesus. Now, I'd like you to say a little prayer for my good friend and sister at the TCB Network who does her show on Wednesday, Miss Jenny. She's very sick, and she needs the healing power of prayer to get her to come to get her better. So please, y'all, pray for Jenny. Get her better. Make her well through the words of Jesus. Amen. Jolted at the bottom page of 670 in Elvis's personal Bible, in reference to Psalm 137, 5 through 9, there are the words, "Trust in the Lord, not man." Celebrities don't get much bigger than Elvis Presley, but he never forgot his roots, and he never forgot that God put him where he is, and he never will forget. He is a prime example of the unparalleled influence of what God was trying to teach us, that trust in God with all thy heart, with all thy mind. Make sure you bring God into everything first, then everything else will place after. It's apparent that Elvis looked to the Bible for inspiration for his music as well, because written below Psalms 81, Elvis wrote, "Sing the Lord praises." Amen. Sing the Lord praises. Now, I'd like to play you, well, one of my favorites. I sing it a lot myself. This is I, John, everybody.
Well, in I, John, he saw a mighty number way up in the middle of the air. Well, I, John, he saw a mighty number way in the middle of the air. God Almighty, well, I, John.
Guys, don't mind me reading what Elvis would be putting in his personal Bible throughout his life. I think it's very neat to look into knew what he was thinking with each Bible verse that he read. It's very evident that by his own handwritten notes that the Bible had profound impact on him, guys. He knew the book word for word. The guy would go up on a pedestal most nights and preach to his congregation. And when I say his congregation, that was normally just the Memphis Mafia or anybody else who came in. He'd get up there like the Sermon on the Mount, and he'd tell everybody how they're doing, what they need to get right, what they've been doing wrong. And I tell you, if he wasn't going to be a rock and roll sensation, gospel singer, actor, he would have been a preacher man. He would have been a preacher man. He would have preached the good word throughout the whole world. He wasn't going to be a singer, actor. He was going to be a preacher. Okay? Now, in reference to Psalms 149, chapter 3, verse 6, it reads, "The highest graces of music flow from the feelings of the heart and soul." Elvis wrote that. The highest graces of music flow from the feelings of the heart and the soul. Various other phrases and words are also underlined in Psalms 149 with the words, "Sing for the glory of God." And it's also written in Elvis's handwriting at the end of the book of Psalms. He was a studier, a searcher. He memorized every verse, every book, every chapter. The man put Jesus in everybody's life who either wanted it or not wanted it. If he wanted to talk about God, he'd stop what he's doing and it would be talking about God. The man knew how to work. The man knew how to touch people through the words of God and through the words of his songs. And I think that's an amazing ability. Now, without further ado, let me play the next song I have on my list. This is "I've Got Confidence."
Trouble is in my way. I can't tell my night from day. I'm tossed from side to side like a ship on a raging tide. I don't worry and I don't fret. God will never fail me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, but that's alright. I'm not the worrying kind, because I got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. Confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. Job was sick all so long, till the flesh filled him as bone. His wife, his cattle, and children, everything that he had was gone. But Job in his despair, he knew that God still cared. Sleepless days and sleepless nights, Job said, "Honey, that's all right, because I've got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me. I've got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me." Some folks wonder how I smile, even though I'm going through trials. How can I have a song when everything is going wrong? I don't worry and I don't fret. God has never failed me yet. Trouble coming from time to time, but that's alright. I'm not the worrying kind, because I've got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me, because for me.
I've got confidence.
right, guys. I got confidence. God is going to see me through. Beautiful words. Beautiful words. Now, let me get back to a few of these phrases and underlining words that he used to put in his personal Bible. It's very beautiful. Various other phrases and words are also underlined in Psalms 141. Sing for the glory of God, Elvis wrote. Now, you guys have to understand that with every heart that loves God in this world, for every person who has prayed to him or has tried to seek him can tell you that it doesn't take too much of an effort. God wants to hear you. He wants to hear your praises. He wants to hear what's ailing you. He wants to also hear what's troubling you. But don't forget, if you're praying for yourself and you're praying for your friends and family, also, as it says in the Bible, pray for your enemies. Pray for the people that have stumped you along the way. Pray that God softens their hearts. Pray that God helps enlighten their souls and make them softer to receiving you. And pray, always pray for forgiveness. Because I'm a firm believer that even though we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and realize that He is God's Son and He died on the cross for our sins, that we should always, always pray for forgiveness every day. It doesn't matter. When I pray, I say, Lord, if I have done anything in your eyes that has been wrong today, if I have wronged somebody, if I have said something against someone or against my neighbor or anything, Lord, please forgive me. Because in this type of world, backsliding is a thing that we do. We're only human beings, guys. We're not complete without God. So we need to also remember forgiveness. Forgiveness is one thing we need to pray for, and praying for our enemies to help soften their hearts. That too. Now, without further ado, let me play you another song here, and this is also one of my favorites. This is Where No One Stands Alone, because through God and His Son Jesus Christ, you are never alone. No, 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 you are never alone.
Bowed low in the darkness.
All right, that's Where No One Stands Alone. That was Lisa Marie and Elvis's duet last year on the Where No One Stands Alone CD that they redid, which I'm playing most of the songs here today because it's a good song. Now, people always ask me, you know, do I think Lisa Marie can sing? Well, I think she can sing some stuff. I do think that a lot of studio magic is made, but with this song, it's very beautiful, it's simple, it's elegant. I hope and pray that she finds God. I do, every day. I hope and pray Lisa Marie finds God like her dad found God. I hope and pray that family gets better every day. Keep praying for the Presley family, guys. If you guys love Elvis, please pray for his family. They need to get on the straight and narrow. It would be so nice. Now, the next song I'd like to play is close to this one. It's called You'll Never Walk Alone, and it's one of my ultimate favorites besides Peace in the Valley, because as the first song, Where No One Stands Alone, I said we're never alone, and it's true. We will never walk alone, because if we have God and Jesus in our hearts, He's in our lives. He's with us. We are never alone with God.
When you walk through the storm, hold your head up high and the door. Of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on.
Never walk alone, and with God in your life, you never will be. Okay, let's do a little bit of fun here. One of, there's actually two in my studio. There's these revival songs that I just adore. This one is from the Live a Little, Love a Little soundtrack. It's Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy, will I got. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stopping, letting me ride. Oh, swing, stopping, letting me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy with me. I've got home on the other side. Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel. Zeke wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how the chariot feels. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stopping, letting me ride. Oh, swing, stopping, letting me ride. Rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me. Calm and easy, I've got a home on the other side. Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot went up, bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down to chariot, stopping, let me rest, stopping, let me ride.
Hallelujah. That's a good song. Now, without further ado, let me play you another good one. This is Stand By Me. Beautiful song.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I do best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Oh. All right. That was Stand By Me. Now, guys, thank you so much for listening to my gospel special for this Elvis Week 2019. Thank you so much for, you know, contributing and supporting our little network here. Thank you so much for listening to our shows. But I hope you enjoyed this gospel show that we did for you today. If you like it, I might throw in a couple more, you know, here and there. Let me hear from you. Tell me how you like this show. If you like the gospel, let me know. And I'll make sure I'll do a few more specials. Okay? Now, I hope you all enjoying today. And I pray to God that y'all are doing good and in a good place. And listen to Jenny's show tomorrow if she can come on. She's sick, so pray for her. And be with us on Thursday for Shauna's Rockin' Elvis Week at the Little Circle G, where we'll be playing some good old Elvis songs for an hour and 30 minutes. And also, don't forget, on Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern is The Truth About Elvis, TCB with me, Shauna, episode 29, part 2 of Elvis in the 50s. Here at the TCB Network, we know how to TCB, and we love you so dearly for supporting us. And thank you so much for listening. I have to end today's show with one of the best songs that I think Elvis ever recorded. This is How Great Thou Art. Amen, for God is the greatest.
My God, how great thou art.